Good morning, good afternoon, good evening, depending on what time you listen to this. My name is Tori, and you tuned in to No Phone Thursday. For those that are listening on anything other than Spotify, just so you know, we're in season three right now. We're in season three. I believe this is episode 5 or episode 6. Can't remember. But we're in season 3, which means there are about a prior 16, 32. There's probably about another... There's a prior 35 episodes to this episode. I said 75 to what to someone, the other day I was like, no, Tori, it's not that many. There's a prior 35 episodes. And I want to shout out to myself for being consistent. I missed 1 week. We won't talk about that week. We all know what week that was. If you don't know, it was a week I had my first ever exhibition, solo exhibition. So I didn't do that week. It was a stressful week for me. But thus far, I've only missed 1 week. And I plan to keep it that way, unless it doesn't make sense for me going forward. But, so if you just tuned in, shout out to PB, you know who you are. If you've just tuned in or you're listening, this is like your third or fourth episode you're listening to. Hi, how are you? How you doing? Have a listen back to the other prior episodes. They're about 30 minutes each. I think there's one or two that are a bit longer than that. Yeah, that's what I wanted to say. Just in case you're listening to another platform other than Spotify, that there are other seasons. We're in season 3. Because Spotify, for some reason, only shows you the current season. It doesn't tell you it's the season. It just tells you, oh, episode 4. So it just gives you the current season. I get it. But, you know, just so you know, there's other seasons. You know, there's like another 30 other episodes to listen to. So I wanted to talk about something that I'm literally just thinking about now. And I didn't really realize the effects that it had until just now. I'm in a really reflective and real state, like mind state. And when I say real, I mean like tangibly real state. You know, like you're like, oh, I really wish I could do this. I really wish I could do that. Oh, it'd be really good if this happened. Really good if that happened. Or imagine if I won the lottery. Imagine, you know, people do that often. I'm trying to not do that. I'm trying to not be willy-nilly with my thoughts, but also willy-nilly with my manifestation, because thoughts are manifestations and manifestations become things. And if you're willy-nilly with them, they literally end up being willy-nilly or non-existent. So I'm in the process. I'm going to be as transparent as I possibly can be. I'm in the process of sitting down doing my finances in terms of the life that I want to live, right? What does that look like? What expenses does that cost? Okay, cool. We write that all down. We calculate that monthly, yearly, weekly. What does that look like? How much money do I need to come in? And then I'm on the whole thing of like, oh, how can I automate money coming in? Like, how can I be smart about income? Do you know what I mean? Like doing things that maybe I set up once and then I'm adding to every so often, so it feels passive. Or as passive as possible. I don't think there's any such thing as passive. You do have to do some work in order for the money to work for you. But as passive as possible, I can set it up, leave it, maybe add to it every so often. I'm trying to look into things to do that. Because that's kind of how my mind works. I kind of get bored when I'm doing something repetitive. So if I can set it up and then it's yielding income while it's set up, then, you know, I don't know what that looks like. I do actually, but I don't want to tell you until I've done it. But I do think of like one or two things I could do. So there's that. And also I want to do things that are not synonymous to me. I don't know if that's even the right word, but I feel like the right word. Things that are not tied to me directly. One thing I learned, I think 3 or 4 years ago, was whenever I've done something and people don't know that it's me, it's a lot more successful. I don't know if that's an actual thing in like psychology, but I know for me personally, when there isn't people watching me, or I feel like people are watching me, or they know it's me or whatever, there's so much less pressure. It's just like, we try it, we do it, we move on. Doesn't work? Okay, cool. We move on. Does work? Great. We double down on that and we do that. And I find even when people know that it's me, everyone has an opinion. And I try not to listen to people's opinions, but the obliger in me almost can't help it. It almost seeps in. I have to actively push that person's thought out of my head because I just keep thinking about it. Like, I just keep thinking about it. And I'm like, oh, maybe I should do that. Maybe I should do that. Like, a passing comment will just live in my soul. So I'm trying to be aware of the people I'm around, aware of the people I tell things to, but also I don't want people to even know. I don't want you to even have an opinion on it, just in case you accidentally do something or say something or I see something. And I'm an empath and I'm very good at reading people. So even if you don't say something, I feel like I will know. I feel like I'll understand what you're saying, or subconsciously you did something. And do you know what I mean? Because I do that. I do subconscious things all the time because of how I feel about something, right? So I'm trying to not do that. And also, another bonus to having businesses, systems, whatever work for me that are anonymous or not tied to me, is the fact that if it bangs, I can sell it. I can sell it. I can rinse and repeat and do something in the same. Do you know what I mean? That's where I'm at right now. So, yeah, that's where I'm at. But then I started thinking about, like, how I even got into this space, because I'm even into the space of, like, looking into property and buying property and all that kind of stuff. And, you know, I'm even looking into investing. I don't really know about anything about investing, but I'm really trying to figure out ways to do that. And one thing I've realized, and this might be something that has stopped me in the past, but now I'm actively searching for it. One thing I've realized is representation matters. And people say it all the time, representation matters. And we know it on a base, you know, grandiose level, like, oh, you know, there's, you know, Serena Williams, there's Beyonce, there's, I don't know, Kevin Hart, I don't know, people that, like, are doing things that people have told aren't, you know, people have said, oh, you can't make it as a singer, then you've got Beyonce, oh, you can't make it as, you know, a tennis player, and then you've got flipping Venus Williams or Serena Williams. Do you know what I mean? So there's things like that. And yes, representation does matter. But I think there's levels to this. And I've only just deeped the levels to this, right? And this is why I feel like representation matters to children. When your mind and your brain is malleable and open to suggestion, open to possibilities, you're not scorned by the world. You're not like, oh, even though I find myself quite an open person, I'm still scorned, air quotes, I don't want to use that word, but, like, you know, like, I'm still, like, molded by the world, you know, not all the way, but still somewhat. But as a child, nothing is impossible. Like, you can do whatever you want, and I feel like that's why representation matters more to children. Like, so I'll give you an example, right? I'm in the process of figuring out how to buy my flat, right? I had the thought, like, seven, eight years ago, I was like, I wonder if I can buy my flat. I looked into it. I did look into it. And I was like, oh, you have to be here for a certain amount of years. Da, da, da. Cool. Didn't really think anything of it after that. The reason why I feel like I had the thought is because I've got two friends from college, or not friends, people I know from college that went into property straight out of college, and they are doing really well. Two guys, they went into property, they saved money, accumulated money, bought property, and now they've got multiple properties and blah, 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 all the rest of it. Renting, you know, they flipping houses, like, buy them, do them up, flip them, like, doing all that kind of stuff, right? So for me, that was almost semi in the back of my mind as a possibility to do, because I knew two guys from my college that did it. Didn't know the ins and out, didn't know enough, didn't chat to them a lot to know. At the times they're talking about it, I'm like 18 years old. They're talking about flipping houses at 18 and 19. Well, actually, they were a year older than me, so maybe they were like 19 and 20. At that age, I ain't thinking about flipping houses. I'm thinking, what the heck are you even talking about? But that still lived in my brain. So because it lived in my brain as something they were doing, it was something that allowed me to be like, oh, that's a possibility for me to do, right? So there's that. Then there was, what's her name? Patricia Bright on YouTube. She's amazing. She's on this house property flipping thing for a minute. So again, another person that is representation. You know, the two guys from college were black guys. They lived in Catford. They're like from Ends, isn't it? Like they're literally Ends guys. Not like road guys, but Ends guys, right? And then Patricia, she's black, she's British, she's a woman. Okay, cool. It's that, right? So that these things lived in my head. It was kind of like marinating. But I feel like the reason why I personally didn't action it or go any further is because I didn't actually directly know and talk to and be in the vicinity of someone who has done it. I hear people all the time, oh, my friend bought a property, oh, my friend this, oh, my cousin, oh, my sister, not the actual person. I don't know anyone, this is for me, I don't know anyone that I talk to or connect to on a regular basis that owns property. Let's be real, right? Until my sister, my little sister, Catherine. And super side note and shameless plug, we've got a podcast called Me and My Sister. I'll link it. It's been linked a couple of episodes. I'll link it for you to listen to. It's called MAMS, MAMS, Me and My Sister podcast. Search it. It's on all platforms as well. So my sister recently went into, I don't even know if I'm allowed to say this. Am I even allowed to say this? And if you hear this, then I'm allowed to say this. But my sister went into, if not, then it will be a whole different thing. But you won't even know that anyway. So my sister went into, she saved for a year. We had this conversation the other day. She saved for a year. She didn't have any savings prior to that. She saved for a year, saved for a deposit, got a deposit, and she's got a mortgage. She owns property, right? Which is flipping sick. I love my sister because she's an upholder. She sets her mind to task. She does it. Boom. She bangs it out. She gets it. It's done. Like, and I think she did it in less than a year, actually. She's actually a G. Probably one of my biggest inspirations as well. So she did that. And I think the moment she did it and acquired it and got it, because even me, I was like, yeah, you're going to get it in this certain amount of time. And acquired it and did it. She was, she opened that door for me. Do you know what I mean? I never look at someone and be like, oh, they're younger than me, older than me, whatever. If you are someone that knows me and are in my life, and I actively talk to you, like you're actively in my life on a regular basis and we talk and we chat and we, you know what I mean? Like I'm me, you are you, we are equal as people, right? Not like a YouTuber or a celebrity or a star or a, you know, an artist that is, not to say I'm below them, but we do not live the same life. We do not live a life that's even close to being any in any which way the same, right? There isn't any similarities. Even if you've come from the place that I've come from, even if you are an artist now and you've come from Catford and you used to live in whatever, great. You're not there now. And I'm talking about now live. It's not, there isn't a comparison, right? So when you are, i.e. my sister, and you've done something that I didn't even think was possible, or I didn't think was feasible. It was like, wow, like you did that, right? We know people have done it all the time. We've done it all the time. But the fact that I know you, the fact that you are close to me, the fact that you are literally me, you know, that's your representation, seeing yourself. You are me, you know, we've come from the same household. Of course, we haven't had the same life. Definitely not. But you are there. I know the steps you took to do that. Maybe not in complete detail, but more detail than I know Patricia, more detail than I know these two guys from school, way more detail. That, do you know what I mean? I know it because, and even if I don't know, I can call you and have a conversation with you openly without anything and figure out how you did it, right? It may not be the same steps for me, but the fact that it was tangible steps means it becomes an option for me. This is how I see it, right? And subconsciously, when people do things and achieve things, it subconsciously tells me I can do it too. Maybe not in the same time span, maybe not in the same way, but it's so possible because, stop. It's so possible because that person is close to me, like you are me. So when we talk about representation and how representation matters and the rest of it, I think it's so much more when it's someone that is close to you, like knows you, that is you, right? So for example, rather than it being, oh, that black boy that raps, you know, someone that's closer to me might be that black girl that raps. That's now closer to me because I'm female. Okay, now that black girl that came, that lives in Catford that raps. Oh, cool. That black girl that lives in Catford, that's in my age group. Oh, sick. Even more close to me. That black girl that lives in Catford in my age group went to my school. Oh, wow. That black girl, my age group, went to school, was in my year. Oh, we talked. You know what I mean? You add it on and on and on and on and on to the time it comes so close to you that like, that was my, that's my best friend. Do you know what I mean? Things like that. And I feel like the more that happens, the more it becomes a possibility for you. And the more it becomes a possibility for you, the more it becomes a possibility for people around you. And the more it becomes a possibility for people around you, the more it becomes a possibility for you. It's like a whole circle. And then that's how your circle elevates. And that's another story for another day. But I truly believe the reason why I've taken the action as of the past couple of weeks to even buy my flat is because my sister bought her flat. Not because she's my sister. Yes, because she's my sister. But because... No, because my sister bought her property. Not because she's my sister, but because she's someone that's close to me. Like, any of my friends I talk to that achieve things and we have conversations, I'm like, oh, wow. For example, there's someone I know that created a book and they were like, I did it this way, I did it that way. And I was like, oh, and I had a conversation with him and I was like, oh, rah. Within 2 days, I'd written my own book to, like, put out in the world. I'm still, you know, doing things. But I never would have... And I thought about writing a book before. I never would have actioned it had I not had the conversation with that person. And it was literally a 20-minute conversation. He said, I did this, 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 this. And I was like, oh, cool. Did it. His book's out there. I've bought it. I bought his book for a couple of other people. He's self-published. I was like, wow. Like, do you know what I mean? Like, and even that, which is like, so, so much more information. It's a lot more easier to do. Not to say that it's easy to do, but it's definitely easier to do than getting a mortgage. Do you know what I mean? Like, well, as far as I know, I feel like it is. Like writing a book, right? Or writing, you know, and a book's not like, you know, bestseller or anything, but like actually just publishing a book, things like that. So I feel like the more I know someone or the more they're close to me, as in like I can call you and have a conversation with you, the more that happens, the more like it feels to me like I can do it. And this is why I feel like representation is so important. The reason why I feel like I can do it is because I feel like my mind is open to things like, oh, you did that. You took those steps as a human being, which means me as a human being can take those steps or similar steps or steps that make sense to me as a human being, right? And because you are close to me, the steps you took are steps that I can take today, tomorrow. I can't do what Beyonce did in her. That's a 1 year, 2 year, 5 year thing. Do you know what I mean? I might not be able to do it what my friends did with property, because at the time at 19 it was different. Maybe they had a deposit, maybe they, do you know what I mean? It's a different time, different thing, different whatever. But right now, right here, spoke to my sister, she did it a year ago, she started a year ago, she's here now. Do you know what I mean? Spoke to my friend that published a book, he published a book last year, he did. Do you understand? It's like things that are close to me, and that, so that's why I feel like representation matters. And I think that's the, honestly, the only reason why now I've actioned like buying my flat. And I am now actively looking for people around me that have done things that maybe I want to do, maybe I thought wasn't possible, maybe I didn't even know was even in my vernacular things to do, that have achieved things. Not to say that, you know, people, I don't want to talk to people that haven't achieved things, but I'm out now actively searching for things that have been achieved by people that I know. So then I can go the extra step and be like, okay, cool, now I know these people. What if I can go one step where someone I don't know, or but maybe I admire, has done something. Let me see if I can follow their steps. Do you know what I mean? And then it becomes further and further and further when it's like, maybe now, you know, I'm starting with people that I know, and then I'm branching out, rather than looking at some white multi-billionaire guy that's in his 70s, and I'm like, oh my God, that I literally do not see myself. But I feel like if I start where I am now, if I start with my community, my family, people that I know, people around me, and I say family, I mean people that are around me, right? Friends, peers, whatever, around me that have done things that are, you know, doable. Like, I feel like they're doable. I do that, and then I expand my reach as I go along. I feel like I'll be able to see, you know, Mr. 70-year-old white guy and be like, oh yeah, I can do that. Do you know what I mean? Like, oh, I can do that. And not just I can do that, because I feel like I can do it, but finding ways and knowing ways to take steps actionably, right? So at the moment, I'm at the point where like I can call someone and have a conversation with them about how the steps, the exact steps they took, maybe money, how much they invested, how much time, blah, 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 and maybe even learn from them and do it quicker or more efficiently, right? Cool, there's that. This 60-year-old white guy, I can't call him up. I can't have a conversation with him. I might be able to read a book that he wrote. I might be able to read a blog post about him. I might be able to watch an interview about him. And even within those things, They ain't gonna give you the tool, the keys to the kingdom. They're just not gonna do it. And even if they do, majority of the time they do it because most people won't take action, which means I want to see myself, I see myself as the 1%, right? I see myself the 1% and I'm like, okay, cool. He did this, right? And I may not be able to reach out to him to ask him a question. So I'm like, okay, cool. How do I do, you know, step four that talks about, I don't know, make a bank account and do blah, 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 whatever that is. Then I then research that because the information for that is going to be out somewhere. So I'm now in the space where I'm like, I'm in the mental space where I'm like, yeah, start with the people here because representation does matter. And also in the process of me looking for representation around me or looking for people that are like me or close to me or I can talk and have a conversation with, I do these things, I action these things. It gives me more confidence to do things that are maybe a little bit out forward. But also at the same time, I then become a representation for someone else. I then become a representation for a little black girl looking and being like, oh, Tori did that. Whether she knows me or not, whether she's far away from me or not, do you know what I mean? Like Patricia Bright, who I don't know. She's definitely in my age range, but I don't know. But as a 6-year-old, 5-year-old, 3-year-old, I'm not saying, oh, she's not 3. I can't do what she's doing. I'm just saying, oh, she did it. I want to do it. As 3-year-olds, as 6-year-olds, as under 7-year-olds, as, you know, under whatever year olds, their mind is more like, okay, cool, I can do it, because their whole life is ahead of them. We as adults feel like we're stuck in our ways, or like, oh, I'm stuck in this point, I'm not as, you know, if you want to be a gymnast, I'm not as bendy as I used to be, I don't have enough weight, or I've got, do you know what I mean? We have all these hang-ups about life and all these things, and some of them are real, some of them are not real. Most of them are things we can overcome. Too much work, too much effort, we're stuck in our ways, do you know what I mean? So even me being a representation to a little black girl, a little black boy, a little white boy, who knows, and being like, oh, she did it, I can do it, right? Or someone else is like, oh, she comes from Catford, I came from Catford, oh, she can do it. Oh, she's from South, I'm from South, she's got short hair, I've got short hair. Oh, she's a multi-potential, I'm a multi, whatever it is that connects this person to me and me to this person, I can be that representation. And I think that's all I want to be. That's all I want to do. I feel like that's one of my biggest goals, one of my biggest missions, one of the things I've been doing is that actually, I just want to be a representation. I want my 7-year-old self to look up and be like, oh yeah, she did that, she can do that. You know what I mean? I want it to be like that. Mainly to little black girls, but anyone really, anyone, any age. Do you know what I mean? I don't ever look at the things I do and I think, oh, it's age sensitive or gender sensitive or race sensitive or even mental sensitive, knowledge sensitive. I don't know. Like I don't look at it and think like, oh, this person can't do that. Do you know what I mean? Or I just think I'm a human. I do things that humans can do. That's literally how I see it. And I think that is how I'm looking at the world going forward. I definitely was looking at that in my 20s, but now I'm going back to that mindset. So yeah, my representation matters. But I think also, if you want to be inspired, like look at the people around you. And if the people around you aren't doing it, this is to you, Tori. The people around you aren't doing it, you need to find people to be around that are doing it. Or just follow people that are doing it. You know what I mean? Find ways, make connections, have conversations. Majority of the time, people that are maybe 1 or 2 steps away from you are willing to meet up and have a conversation with you. I'm literally having a conversation with someone now in 20 minutes, down away from my house, about business, skate business, because I was doing that back in 2009, and he wants to do it. He spoke to someone else. They were like, oh, you should holler at Tori. And I was like, yeah, cool, man, let's have a conversation. Do you know what I mean? I love having conversations. I love sharing information, even information that I may not necessarily be using, because it just reminds me of things I've done or my mindset or where I'm at. And also talking to someone else that's so like, you know, like hyped and excited to do something makes me excited. I'm like, oh yeah. You know what I mean? And I literally thrive on sharing. I think that's also why this podcast is for me. It's almost like thoughts out loud and talking and saying this and saying that. And this is what I discovered, because I like to do that, like in general. So yeah, I think that's probably part of my mission, is to just like share, like literally just share, whether it's about a gadget or mindset or whatever. Like I'm just sharing like my thoughts, do you know what I mean? And I feel like we have to come to realize everybody's way of thinking is of interest and of use to someone else. Even if you don't agree, it can be of use to someone else. Like it's important, it's needed. Do you know what I mean? Even views that are so extreme, because then you can figure out ways to combat that extreme thinking, or people that think like that, or how can we, do you know what I mean, like counteract this thinking. If you think everyone thinks like you, you're never gonna move on in the world. And if you think everyone thinks like you, you're never gonna solve problems for things that you don't even realize are problems because you didn't think they were a problem. Do you understand? Yeah, I think that's it for me, because I've got a meeting in 20 minutes. I want to do my hair, but I ain't got time to do that now. But yeah, that's it. That's it. Representation matters. Looking for people that are close to you, and actually specific representation, I feel like is more inspiration for action than people that are a lot far away from you. Most of us won't do it because we see people and we're like, oh, they can do it, it's a possibility, but it's just too far away. Like, I'm not that person, you know? Anyway, I'll end up going on a rant and saying the same thing over and over again. But thank you for your time. Thank you for your ears. And you will hear from me next week. Also, don't forget on Spotify. I always do this. Don't forget on Spotify to rate me. I never said that before, but please rate me on Spotify. Tell me what you think. Give me some stars. Give me feedback. If you got my number, give me feedback. Holla at your girl and all that jazz. I appreciate you. I appreciate your time. I appreciate your ears. And I'll do more outro again. Thank you for your time. Thank you for your ears. Thank you for your ears and thank you for your time. Either way, thank you for your ears and your time. And you'll hear from me next week. Peace. Bye.